thank you so much for joining us for today's podcast. We welcome you to follow our social media on Power in God Ministries. That's Power, the letter N, God Ministries on Facebook. And we welcome you to follow our Instagram at Instagram.com/MinistryPowerGod in our Twitter at www.twitter.com/MinistriesPIG. We thank you for following us, and we say plug into your power in God. Coming up is the song Together Again by Anthony Brown in Group Therapy. That was Anthony Brown in Group Therapy singing Well Done from his newest album, Affirmations. Well Done. And that's what we're living for, to hear him say, Well Done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Hello and welcome to another installment of Power in God, the podcast. I am your host, Christopher Kaysen, and here on today's show, we're just going to go over some preliminaries of, again, what Power in God Ministries is, how it got started, and what my goal and my dream in life is for God's people. It's just been a joy to do the work of the Lord. I am not a licensed minister, but you know, God implores us and God charges us to go out into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. So I just want to take this time out to thank God for his many blessings and his many mercies and how he's got me through the hard times of life. Power in God Ministries serves to better you, better your soul, and better your spirit. Power in God Ministries is a catalyst to letting those who don't see the physical church building or those who may not go to church, letting them know that God is real and letting them know that the power of God still exists. Power in God Ministries got started back in, it was just a thought in August of 2016. God laid it upon my heart to start Christ Stops Here Ministries, which is the former name of Power in God Ministries. Christ Stops Here was only supposed to be a talent agency and a recording label, but God instructed me upon watching What's Done in the Dark, a certain scene by Tamla Mann where she was in the hospital and she started singing, Step Aside. I felt the Lord say, Step aside, Christopher, and let me use you for what God called you to be, which is a proclaimer of the gospel and a minister of the gospel. So I started Power in God Ministries back in August of 2016, 2017, as just a thought. And it was Christ Stops Here, which is a play of words on my name, which is Christopher. God expanded it within the following years and months. In September or October of 2018, God began to say, go on Facebook and do some live videos as a part of Christ Stops Here. And morning coffee began, and that was the morning broadcast of the ministry. I basically went on and inspired and encouraged and built people just to know that God is alive and God is real and he does things well. And then in the next 2 or 3 years, God implored me, if I don't do the morning broadcast, to do an afternoon broadcast, which was entitled Afternoon Tea. So again, God implored me to encourage and inspire people in the afternoon. So just in case I wasn't able to do the morning coffee broadcast, I did the afternoon tea. So I began to encourage people, and back in and later on down the line, in about 2 or 3 years later, in 2020, God would inspire me to do a website, and I entitled the website Power in God Ministries. And it was hard to scale back from a lot of what I was doing, because I was doing the website, I had just started the podcast, and the Facebook broadcast, morning coffee, afternoon tea, and then the night broadcast, dinner time talk. All of those were combined. So if I didn't do one, I did the other. And God instructed me, just scale back a little bit. Don't try to pack everything in one suitcase. Just gradually scale back and change the name of the ministry. Don't focus primarily on you, but focus primarily on my power. Because God gives us power to triumph over serpents and over the things of the enemy. God gives us power. So then the real inspiration behind Power in God Ministries, God spoke something in my spirit. And he said, you need a charge. You need to recharge and rebuild yourself. Because during that time, I was just going through a dark, dark place. I was in a place of depression. I felt like everything was caving in. And God began to speak a word in my spirit. He said, you need a charge. You're low. So then I began to minister that on Facebook, because that wasn't just a message for me, but I feel as though that was a message for the world. Give me a charge. I'm low. Because when our phones or when our electronic devices get to a certain point, we begin to scramble around trying to find a charger, trying to find a plug and plug in to our devices. Plug our devices into a wall or plug our devices into our computers or whatever thing we use to charge our devices. We begin to find our charger and plug it in. So God began to minister that to my spirit. Give me a charge. I'm low. So I began to minister that on Facebook and go forth and minister that on Insta. And God, and in this time, God was charging me to do not only Facebook, but Instagram. And then he moved me from Instagram to Twitter, and I am just so grateful to God, because if you were to tell me this 10 or maybe even 5 years ago, I would look at you like, huh? Christopher is the head. Well, God is the head of Christopher, and God has given me a ministry called Power in God Ministries. But Power in God Ministries serves to be for you to be a better you, for you to have a better spirit, and for your soul to be refreshed. So those are the things that God charged me to do. And then with the combined social media outlets, God had given me a website for Power in God Ministries. And on the website, there's a main homepage, and then after the homepage, there's a form, a prayer request form that you can fill out. And then there's a membership form and Gospel Goodies, the place where you can get gospel industry music news. And I just have a heart for the things of God. I'm reminded of the servant David and Gideon, who God used to do mighty works in the kingdom. And as a servant of God, I believe that is not only my charge, but that is the charge for anybody who claims to serve the Lord and claims to have a relationship with God. That is your charge to minister the gospel and to speak whatever God has put on your heart. So that is the charge for Power in God, and that's the charge for me. God has given me a ministry, and he's given me an outlet to tell the world of how good he is and what he's done for me over the years and how he's blessed me and how he's kept me. All of the wonderful, wonderful things that the Lord has done, not just for Christopher, but for anyone who needs a touch from God and anyone who needs a word from the Lord. This is what God has given me to give to you. Power in God Ministries serves as a catalyst to bless those who are going through and encourage those who need a rebuild and a reboot, because it says the tagline for this ministry is plug into your power in God. There is a 24-hour prayer line that is available for you. If you need anything, you can call air code 803-357-0336, and that is Power in God Ministries / my direct line. If you need anything, if you need encouragement, if you need the Lord to do a work in your life and you're kind of questioning your life, why am I here? What is my purpose? What did God create me for? I am here as an accountability partner to encourage, to upbuild, to inspire. That is my purpose in life. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory about my personal testimony and my personal journey with the Lord. My name is Christopher Ralph Kaysen. I am the oldest of 9 siblings. I have 5 siblings on my mother's side and 4 on my dad's side. And in growing up, when I was growing up back in the tail end of the 80s, the early 90s, my family were big in the church. We loved church. There wasn't a time, even when I was sick, you know, grandma and granddad, they were always telling me, we're not giving you a choice. You're going. So
I wasn't really out there in the world like many of you have a testimony of being out there in the world and then coming back to Christ. I wasn't really out there. I was always in the church. I grew up knowing God. I grew up trusting Him, and I grew up in the foundation of God. But as life, I began to stray away from God. And in doing that, as I told you before, I was in a very, very, very low place. I didn't feel like I was worth anything. I was going through the motion. I was going to church. I was going through the motion. I was doing God. I was being the best grandson, the best son, the best friend, whatever I needed to be. But I was masking behind depression. I was masking behind low self-esteem. I was masking behind you're not worthy. Masking behind emotional, verbal beatdowns in myself. I was masking behind a lot of that, and I used religion as a crutch to say, well, maybe if I, quote unquote, fake it till I make it, then God will begin to bless me, and God will begin to open doors and do things. But I let the enemy speak so loud that my life went down a spiral. But in the midst of that, I did what Job said. I said, though the enemy slay me, I will continue to trust. And that's what we have to do as people of God. We have to continue to trust. When we're going through the motions of life, we have to continue to trust God. And I know it's easier said than done. I know you probably look at me and say, Christopher, how can you tell me to trust God when I have more bills than I have money? My husband or my wife just walked out on me, or, you know, the kids are going crazy and life is just lifing. And I just don't know what to do. I'm here to tell you, just like life is lifing for you, life has come in dozens for me. We're going to continue on going through my story. I am a native of Charleston, South Carolina. I lived in Charleston for about 26 years of my life. And in the 27th year of life, I moved to Barnwell County, and it was a huge change because I was so used to family and I was so used to being with family. I kind of hesitated when I made the choice to move. I hesitated because I knew that my siblings looked up to me, but in knowing that, I realized that Christopher has to do what's best for Christopher. Because at the time, life was life. I was living life, and it wasn't such a good life, but God. So, in going through what I went through, I was suicidal. I had suicidal thoughts. Immediately after graduating high school, my extended family was succeeding and doing great and grand things, but Christopher was sheltered. And Christopher felt like he was alone and nobody knew what I was going through. We're going to get into my story. This is going to be a part two. I'm going to get into who I became as a result of becoming suicidal. And, well, I'm going to say that I was in a dark place. I didn't really know who Christopher was. I knew who I wanted to be, but I didn't know who I was as a person. And growing up, I didn't really have, and excuse me if I get a little emotional, but growing up, I didn't really have a sense of identity. My sense of identity was in my family and in going to church and in going through the motions of being spiritual, but I didn't have a sense of identity of who Christopher was. I had a sense of identity of who my grandparents wanted me to be, who my parents wanted me to be, and who others perceived me as, but I didn't have a sense of identity of who Christopher was. So as life then I went through my little time of depression, God spoke. Christopher fell. I fell into the temptation of feeling like I wasn't enough. Feeling like there wasn't anything that I could accomplish. But there was one scripture that I was reminded of, and I'm about to go deep into my story. I was home one day and my mother just left to go to work. I was home and I had home health care nurses come in, and you know, I had a morning nurse and I had a night nurse. So the morning nurse had just left and the enemy had just begun to talk so loud. You're not going to be any further than what you are right now. And I can remember this as if it were yesterday. It was the year after I graduated from high school. It was May of 2008. I had just graduated high school, you know, thinking, oh, I'm going to graduate. I'm going to get me a job. I'm going to just blossom in the world. But then Satan reminded me, look at you. Your mom and your dad are not seeing eye to eye. You are finally where I want you. Where's your God now? You thought you were on top of the world. You used your spirituality to mask the pain that you feel now. But where's your God? But I was reminded that you shall live and not die. I was battling with the voice of Satan and the voice of God, because in hearing Satan, he said, go ahead and do it. And I was like, okay. So I started to believe, You're never going to be any further than what you are right now. You're never going to do any more than what you're doing. I started to believe that. And it became deeper and deeper and deeper. There were nights where I couldn't sleep because I was being tormented by the devil and Angie. I was just feeling so, I was at the lowest of the low. So it was that day, I could remember it as if it were yesterday. It was right after I graduated, I was a year after, May 2008. I had just graduated that following year, in that previous year in 2007. I began to hear demons laughing. It was a screech and a loud just when you think about scary movies and you think about the demons chuckling and the laughing, that's what I heard. And demons were laughing. Satan was laughing at me. I got you where I want you. You're never going to be what you are. You're never going to be what God says you are. And I just began to believe that because I was looking at my situation, and I just began to believe everything that Satan was saying. So I just wanted to stop the voices. I wanted to stop the laughing. I wanted to stop it. So I took my seatbelt off of my chair and I fell over the side. And I could hear God saying, "You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You shall live." I just kept hearing Psalms 118 and 24. "You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord." It was like, you know those movies where you got the devil on one side and you got the angel on one side. On one side I was hearing, "You shall live and not die." And on the other side, I was hearing, "You're not going to be who God says you are. You're always going to be a failure. You're never going to get married. You're always going to be where you are. People are always going to be taking care of you. Look at you. You're just worthless. There's nothing left for you." So I just believed that. And as I was over the side of my wheelchair, I kept hearing the enemy say, I kept hearing God say, "You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die." And immediately, I hollered and I said, I was in my room and I hollered and I said, "Help, help." I was hollering for help. I felt like nobody could hear me. There must have been an angel watching out for me, because after an hour or so of yelling for help, my nurse had forgotten something. So she turned around. She wasn't even that far away from the house. She turned around and she came back in the house. God must have spoke to her. And she came back in the house and she said, "Chris, what you doing on the floor?" And I said, I don't know. So she called my mom. My mom rushed home and She said, son, you gotta go. I'm gonna get you out and I'm gonna get you around some people and we gonna help you to feel normal, like you belong, cause you in a depressed place. So I left home and I went to a center called True Care Adult Day Center at the time, and I helped out with devotions and I began to fulfill my calling in God. And from then on, I felt good. I felt like I was somebody, you know, I felt worthy of God. And that's what he wants us to feel. He wants us to feel like we're worthy of him. He wants us to know that we're his and he's ours. And it was during that time when I was at True Care that I began to realize my calling in God. Well, no, I'm gonna scale back a little bit. I began to realize my calling when I was 6 years old, and me and my uncles and my brother, we would play church. You know, every little Christian child wants to play church and wants to mock what they see in church. So me and my uncles and my brother, we played church, and my uncles were the deacons and my brother was the musician and I was the pastor. They always got me to be the pastor, so I would mock what I knew in church. And in doing that, I felt like I was flourishing. I felt like I was somebody. Because growing up, I went to Children's Church. I did the Children's Church thing. But God had me placed in a place where Children's Church just didn't satisfy. So I began to go to the adult services, and it was during these services that I heard the voice of the Lord and God just began to minister. So in those places where I felt like I was nothing, God was restoring me and God was rebuilding me. And when life left, I just knew I had to trust God. And that's my message, and we're going to stop right there, and we're going to start part two tomorrow. But what I want to encourage you all to do, for those of you that are going through, you might feel like you're nothing. You might feel like you're down to your last. You might feel like you're low. There is a God, and he hears. And he answers prayer. So before I close this podcast, before I close this broadcast, I just want you to know that there is a God. And he answers. And he hears. You may think like you're alone. You may think that nobody's listening. You may think that, oh, woe is me. You may have the Eeyore syndrome, and you may think that I'm alone, nobody loves me, I'm by myself. But God hears you and he loves you. So before I close this podcast, I just want to let you all know that, yes, God loves you. And life is going to life. But you have to know that you're worthy of God. You have to know that you're loved by God. So we're going to close out with a word of prayer, but I'm going to encourage you to push through and push forward in God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of gathering. Thank you for this time of just trusting you and believing in you. There may be someone out there that's feeling like they're lost and feeling like they're alone, but God, I trust you to let this podcast minister to their hearts and let them begin to trust you for who you are and let them begin to know that you love them beyond recognition, Lord, and just be with them in the rough times when life is lifing and life has began to turn for the worse. Lord, we know that you are able and we know that you know the times and you know the hours and you know everything about this individual, God. So I trust, Lord, that you are going to heal that broken place. I trust, Lord, that you are going to move in a mighty way like never before. I just want you all to repeat this prayer after me. I'm a sinner, and I know that I've sinned. Dear Lord, let me follow you and trust you for who you are. I don't want to trust in myself. I want to trust in you. I want to give my life over to you. Help me to do that. I want to be whole. I want to be new. I want to experience what it is to love Jesus and know Jesus for myself. Forgive me of every sin, knowing and unknowing. I want to trust you for who you are. I am saved. I am free. I am yours. If you prayed that prayer, you are now a child of God. So I just want to say thank you all for joining me on this episode of Powering God Ministries, where we say, tap into your power in God. Be blessed and stay tuned for part two of this series, which is entitled When Life Lifes, Part Two, where I discuss my personal journey of knowing God and going through life at the same time. Thank you so much for joining. And remember, tap into your power in God. Thank you for joining us for Power in God, the podcast, where we encourage you to plug into your power in God. Please visit us at our following social media links. Facebook at Power in God Ministries. Instagram at Ministries Power in God. And Twitter on Ministries Pig. We thank you again. And we encourage you until the next time, plug into your power in God. For prayer, please visit our website at christophercasonjr.wixsite.com/powerfulgodministry. We encourage you, be blessed and have a wonderful day.